This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. Around the corner from her office in beautiful downtown Oakland, California, is DeLauer's newsstand. It has been there since 1907. For the people who live and work downtown, it is central to our existence. Everyone goes there to buy drinks, little packs of fruit-flavored cigarillos, and occasionally even a newspaper.
The speaker said that the newsstand, for the people who live and work downtown, is central to our existence. So item zero is answer A, important for people in the area. It is not B, as you can only buy drinks but not consume them there. It's not C, as it is over a century old. It isn't D, as the speaker says people only occasionally buy a newspaper.
But about 8 months ago, it became clear that even though DeLauer's wants a bunch of people inside the store buying things, they didn't want a bunch of people outside their store. So DeLauer's started playing really loud classical music. And although a fair number of people are still hanging out in front of the place, the owner says it's not nearly as many as before.
So, a big change. It was a mess. They were just playing dice on the street. But now it helps us a lot. Even the customers are telling us they see the change on the street here.
This just answers item one. The correct answer is D. The speaker just said that the customers are telling us they see the change. It's not A, because people played dice before they started playing classical music. It's not B, as there is actually no mention of the store getting more attention. It is not C, the mess that is talked about also happened before the music.
That is referred to as unpleasant design. Selina Savic is co-author of the research project about such designs.
Unpleasant design has been here since we started designing public space, or cities, ages ago, really.
Unpleasant designs are meant to exert a kind of social control in public by targeting people who spend a lot of time in public spaces. And the designs often end up pushing these so-called undesirable people out of one space and into another.
The correct answer for item two is C, because Selena Savage says that unpleasant design has been here since we started designing in public space of cities ages ago, really. So it has been around for a long time. It's not A, what is mentioned to be moving around a city are the so-called undesired people. It's not B, as the only kind of control mentioned is a social one, but there's nothing about overcrowding. It's not D, although there is talk about social control in public, there is nothing there to suggest that these designs are extremely important for providing stability.
Music is only one method for deterring teens from public space. In 2009, the Nottinghamshire House Estates in England installed pink lighting to keep kids from congregating.
Pink lights, which would emphasize the skin blemishes on teenagers, should result in teenagers not hanging out there. That's one of my favorite examples.
Mine too, although there's not a lot of evidence that proves how effective it is. Pink lighting that preys on teenagers' insecurities is funny and kind of devious, if a little far-fetched.
So here you just heard the answer to item three, which is D, because kind of devious means that it seems to be mean. It's not A, because the speaker only mentions that blemishes are more visible, but there is no mention of this improving anyone's health. It's not B, as in fact we learned that there's not a lot of evidence to prove how effective it is, meaning that how well the pink lights worked is unclear. It's not C, as congregating here only refers to the meeting and not to a religious congregation.
Lights are one of the original forms of public social control. For example, there was a bridge in a small town in Bosnia,
specifically in the Kasbah of Visegrad, Bosnia, in the early 1900s,
where the Austrian government, who kind of annexed the country at that time, decided to implement street lighting, and that was very unpleasant to the locals, and the locals would destroy the light every night, and the government would reinstall it every morning. Because they felt that the light is something unpleasant for free expression in public space. That's something we have forgotten completely. These days, we think of streetlights as deterring criminal activity.
The true statement that was made about the streetlights in Bosnia, which you need for item four, is that they interfered with unrestricted speech. Answer D, because the speaker said that light is something unpleasant for free expression. It's not A, because the idea that streetlights deter criminal activity is present today, but this is not said about the early 1900s. It's not B, because although they were introduced in the 1900s, and historically speaking this might be true, there is no mention of this in the recording. It's not C, because the streetlights did not need to be put up every night. What is said is that they were destroyed each night, so they were put up again the next day.
But besides music and light, there are also these little studs, the angry-looking spikes. They made the news in 2014 when they were installed in London in the concrete floor of a small alcove by the entrance to an apartment building, meant to stop people from sitting or lying there. And one thing that makes unpleasant designs like spikes and similar features especially frustrating is that they're just there. They're not moving. There's no arguing with them.
If you have a policeman who prohibits people from sleeping in a park, I think there is still some possible negotiation, and I think that's good. That's what society is about, the ongoing negotiation and ongoing change. But when we start using things that are immutable and unchangeable, like metal spikes, there's nothing that's going to change until they rust. I think that's the most important criteria for calling something unpleasant design. It is something that you cannot negotiate with.
Here, item 5 has just been answered. It is option B, because set in stone means that it is very much an unchangeable thing, which is what an unpleasant design's most important criterion is, namely, it is something that you cannot negotiate with. It's not A, the police is mentioned, but not in connection with unpleasant design, rather as an alternative to unpleasant design that you might still be able to negotiate with. It's not C, as unpleasant design is described as immutable and unchangeable, so it does not change form. It's not D, because while the speaker says that society is all about the ongoing negotiation and ongoing change, unpleasant design is said to be the exact opposite, namely unchangeable.
But let's turn to Savage's masterpiece of unpleasant design, the Camden Bench.
Basically, it is a design solution to 22, I think, antisocial behavior problems. The only thing it does not deter is sitting.
The Camden Bench, commissioned by Camden London Borough Council, is a strange, angular, sculpted, solid lump of concrete with rounded edges and slopes in unexpected places. A critic named Frank Swain called it the perfect anti-object. Anti-sleeping because the shape makes it uncomfortable to sleep on. Anti-drug dealing because there are no slots or crevices in which to hide drugs. Anti-theft because the recesses near the ground allow people to store bags behind their legs and away from would-be criminals, etc.
Here you've heard what is to be said about the Camden Bench, which is what item 6 asks about. The correct answer is D, has a surprising shape, because the speaker says that it's sloped in unexpected places, thus it has a surprising shape. It's not A, as it wasn't produced in Camden. It was commissioned by the local council, meaning that they paid for someone to produce it for them. It's not B, because that would mean it has some kind of therapeutic power that makes people behave better. This is not the case. The speaker only mentions that it has features that make certain actions impossible, or at least much harder. It's not C, because that was never the bench's name. Anti-object is what a critic called it.
And all those goals are pretty noble. But Selena Savage finds this litany of anti-measures demoralizing.
It discourages 22 things. It encourages 2. Sitting and sitting together. When we expect people to do bad things to the bench before we think of anything good that people might do to this bench, I think that's a very sad approach to public space. I think it is very problematic when we start excluding people by design.
For item 7, you need to give the reason why Selena Savage doesn't like the Camden Bench. The correct answer is A, ignores that good things can happen in a shared space, because she says that the first thought is that something bad might happen rather than thinking of anything good that people might do to this bench. It's not B, as she doesn't call for more design features to prevent bad behavior. It's not C, because that isn't true about the Camden Bench. The Camden Bench is designed with the assumption that people might misuse the bench in various ways. It's not D. The speaker does say that it is a very sad approach to public spaces, but there is no mention of it making people actually unhappy.
The reason we need a critical theory of unpleasant design is so we can recognize what is taking place in our public spaces.
There will always be people who believe this is a good way and people who think it's terrible. And this is what we wanted to achieve with this book, to start a debate. But in the end, we say we're really the observers.
And now you're an observer too. It's important to be aware of the decisions that are being made for you, because most likely unpleasant design is put there to make things more pleasant for someone just like you.
The final item in this listening asks you to identify the book's intention, and the correct answer is A, get a discussion going, because the speaker says that what they wanted to achieve with this book was to start a debate. It's not B. The listeners are referred to at the very end, but what is said about them is that unpleasant designs are created with these people in mind, not that the aim of the book is to improve their lives. It's not C, as there is no mention of any historic beginnings or a timeline of the development of unpleasant designs. It's not D, as the speaker only says that people will have divided opinions, but does not say that the book will give criteria to decide which opinion is the right one.